Time now for the absolute best part of your day. This is called Offstage, the official podcast of Lee Street Theater. That's right. Do not be fooled by imitations. This is the real item here. My name is Kent Bernhardt. Over here is Rod Oden.
Hey, hey, Kent. How you doing?
Great, great. And Rod's official title
is the executive director of Lee Street Theater.
The executive director of Lee Street Theater. And you have not been that for a long, long time.
No, I haven't. I've only been here about a month doing that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you have been with us in the Salisbury community for a good while.
Yeah, about a year and a half. Yeah.
How do you like it so far?
I love Salisbury. My family, like many I have discovered, have transplanted here from New Orleans, Louisiana, and we just fell in love with this city.
Which is a good thing to hear, because a lot of times I fear that, you know, we might frighten you away. But Salisbury is a theater city.
It really, well, you know,
which is odd for a city our size.
It's an arts city. I mean, and especially for a city our size, we have three theaters. We've got our own symphony. And I mean, and we have Waterworks that does art installations and the Center for Faith and the Arts. I mean, it's just, and Catawba
and you wonder,
College.
How the hell did we do that? How did we pull that off over all these years? But it took a lot of people with vision.
Well, and it took a lot of hands and a lot of volunteers and a lot of hardworking people to apply that vision. So
absolutely. Well, first of all, we need to know a little bit about you, because the federal officials will be asking the same questions I'm asking right now.
Well,
tell
good.
Me about Rod Oden and your journey.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm originally from the journey of Rod Oden.
Sounds like a play in itself.
A long day's journey into Salisbury.
There you
no,
go.
But back to the point. I'm originally from Long Beach, California. I love the journey that it's taken me to get here, from Michigan to West Virginia to New Orleans, Kentucky, and of course now to North Carolina. I've been a technical director for 17 years, and also have directed many shows over those years, and am very lucky now to be the executive director of Lee Street Theater.
Did you ever do any acting? You've been on stage.
Occasionally.
You've been on the stage.
I've been on the stage. Yes, yes, I have. I've graced the boards a few times.
I've been thrown off the boards a few times. But it's fun. So you've seen it from all angles.
I have.
Most people have seen you kind of balancing up in the lights and doing stuff in the sound booth and stuff.
Yeah, usually pulling my hair when something like a lamp blows or something.
Now it's different.
No. I think that's something that excites me about taking on this position as executive director is I do have sort of an all-encompassing concept and feel for the theater. I'm not just a techie, or I'm not just the director, or I'm not just a marketing person, or deal with just numbers. I do look at the big picture and how do they all fit, and I'm very excited. I've been real lucky. Craig Kolkebeck has graciously stayed on as artist in residence.
Marvelous director.
Yeah, he's an incredible director. Mm-hmm. Just very powerful work that he puts on stage. And he's really helped me to be successful in this transition and helped make Lee Street a massive success.
But there's a lot to running a theater.
There is. And we need volunteers. I mean, we need as many able hands as are willing to come work in the theater. I mean, I'm only one man. I may be able to know a lot of stuff, but I need more hands to do it.
Well, I've noticed, and you put the call out sometimes on Facebook, and I see people responding to that, saying, hey, listen, I can give you a couple of hours in the office, doing some office work or whatever.
Yes.
So you need kind of people in all realms,
yes,
right?
Any facet that you think that you may be helpful, please reach out. My email is rod@leestreet.org. That's street spelled out completely. I am welcoming and excited to get more volunteers in the building.
Very good. Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about Lee Street, its vision, what you guys are doing right now, because it's getting more exciting as the years go by.
Well, yeah. So let's talk, if we can, let's talk about the remainder of this season. And then I'd like to speak a little bit about the upcoming.
No, cool? I don't like that at all.
All right. Well,
no,
okay,
I'm just kidding.
So
I'm
leaving now.
Do that.
Okay,
do that.
So upcoming next, we do have Ellis Dice and the Shambles, which is on May 25th. And they are a really cool band that blends old-time influences that range from Piedmont murder ballads to traditional jazz. And I think the audiences will get a really cool time with them and get to see some really familiar-sounding music, mm-hmm. but from, another place.
Yeah.
So And then, of course, our next big show, directed by Sir David Pulliam.
Oh, Sir David.
Sir David is
one of my favorite people.
Oh, he is a delight. And David is directing Shiloh Rules, which is our Center for Faith and the Arts St. Thomas Players collaboration with Lee Street.
Wow. Tell me about Shiloh Rules, because we're talking comedy here, right?
Yes. And it's it is a incredibly funny period comedy show. It's only period because it's about a group of women reenactors that reenact Civil War life, and they do so at a national park. And so they've arrived, and when we see them at the beginning, we're already there in the smoky morning with the gaslit lantern and the, okay, I'm cooking with wood and matches.
So
and
they're there?
And then Ranger Wilson walks in and goes, y'all are early, y'all need to get out. And they're like, this is not happening. And then chaos ensues. The comedy is just, it just goes from there.
I often wonder who wrote this and how did they come up with the idea? Is this personal experience? Is this true life? Or how do we know?
That's a fabulous question. It's written by Daisy Baisley, but I'm sure she has to absolutely have reenactor experience because it's told very specifically. And David Pulliam has been working with, several local people, including Nancy Gaines, who's doing costuming, and Nancy has reached out to the reenactment community.
Which is substantial in this area.
It is. Yeah. It's really big. Mm-hmm. And we're partnering with these people to bring a very realistic delivery of what it was like to be.
That's going to be great. That sounds fun. When is it now?
That opens on Thursday, June the 13th, runs through the 22nd, and it is 7:30 in the evening. It runs on a matinee of 2:30 on the 16th. So
I do want to mention to jump to the show you just did, Blood Done Signed My Name.
Yeah.
You finished the production here in Salisbury,
we
and
did.
Lo and behold, someone came knocking and said, yeah, can you take it on the road?
Yeah. So this fell in our laps. We are not accustomed to touring our shows, nor was the set designed to do so. So Jane Sellers from the African American Cultural Arts and History Center in Burlington, North Carolina, was invited to see the show. They had mutual friends with a cast member, saw the show, was so moved that she gave us her card, said, we need to talk about bringing this to Burlington, and we're doing it. On May 31 through June the 2nd, we're going to be in Burlington, North Carolina, doing the show again, totally restaged, because it's a proscenium theater, and for those of you who don't know, Lee Street is a black box, 50 by 50 black box space.
But you got the cast, the crew, everybody to say, yeah,
everybody's
we'll
on
this.
Board. Oh, yeah.
And, wow.
And we were so excited and so honored to represent Rowan County by bringing it to Burlington, and the message is incredibly powerful. Mike Wiley's work is just really moving and really pointed.
I see something coming of this, though. You could do this with other shows.
Well, we could.
You could take shows on the road. This,
we
I mean,
could.
Do you want to do that? Not every show, but, you know, you just.
I think, to be honest with you, I think touring shows are, as they appear, they will show themselves. And if we have opportunities to take a show on the road, I think we should. Because I think that Lee Street does some really quality work that would help represent the theater in the area as well as represent our community at large. I think it'll be very successful. So yes, in the future, we'd love to do that.
Because you are a visionary, right?
Oh,
that's
yes.
It. Okay.
A massive visionary. That's me. The only vision I have is what's for lunch. That's what I'm
thinking
at.
About that right now myself, actually. But let's get to the rest of the season now, because you got a full plate.
Yeah. So after that, we have the Famous Brothers. Famous Brothers are going to be at the theater Saturday, July 29th. And the Famous Brothers are really not so famous, but they are from Chicago, and they are a funny, funny group of gentlemen who do sort of a comedy concert. And
oh, wow. Where'd you find them?
Actually, Craig at the time has a connection with a gentleman by the name of Will. He's one of them. And they talked about bringing it here. And I looked online. He sent me a clip, said, I want you to know what you think of this. And he sent me a YouTube clip, which you can find him on YouTube. And I was in stitches. I was laughing. They have sort of a bluegrass sound, but all of their jokes kind of have sort of a mountain Appalachia feel to them.
You sold me. I love shows like that. I love good musicians who kind of kind of play with it a little bit.
And they actually sound really good. Mm-hmm. And on top of it, they're very, very fun.
Fantastic. You're doing Blythe Spirit. Did I hear that?
Yeah, Blythe Spirit is the end of our season.
End of the season.
Which
is not new.
No.
Cutting edge there, which I like. I like that you're doing a lot of different things.
Well, and I think that audiences can get used to doing and seeing lots of different things at Lee Street. You know, I'm glad you brought up the fact that we're doing Noel Coward's Blythe Spirit. And I say Noel Coward's because Noel Coward is iconic staple theater. We think of Private Lives or Blythe Spirit when we think of many times when we think of community theater or educational institutions that are looking for great work that is funny or has meat for actors to grow. And Blythe Spirit is one of them.
Very good. And you got to look ahead to next year.
Next year. So
because
we're
there's
very
so
excited.
Much.
Oh, my gosh. So most importantly for the upcoming year for Lee Street, we really want everybody to be looking to the magical date of June 1. June 1, which is not even far out from where we're talking today. June 1, everything. Everything we're offering goes on sale on our website at leestreet.org.
Everything for the next year.
For the next year.
Wow.
Including Flex Passes, including all of the main stage series, including our Live at Lee Street concert series. But we're also bringing some really exciting new offerings, some of which may not feel new, but are. We're bringing back comedy. We're doing one-night shows. We're doing one-weekend shows. You know, solo artists, and we're trying to let people know, hey, when Friday rolls around or Saturday rolls around, what we want you to say is, what's Lee Street doing tonight? Boom. And then there's something that we'll be doing.
And people are already beginning to do that.
Oh, yes.
They look
Absolutely.
At you guys as a constant provider of quality entertainment in a venue that's really pleasing and intimate.
Yes.
So we like
that. And you know, I always tell people all the time, come to Lee Street, come as you are, grab a beer. Have your seat, you know, take a seat and enjoy the show.
There's a lot to do and connect people now. How do they find out where everything is and what's going on in
I really encourage people to go on Facebook, at Lee Street Facebook, as well as leestreet.org. Please share. Word of mouth is our strongest seller, and that is how we get the word out.
Yeah, tell your friends. That's how you do
it. And have your friends tell your friends.
Absolutely. Hey, we got to go. This has been fun. It's Offstage, the official podcast of Lee Street Theater.
Ba-ba-da-ba.
And we'll hear you or connect again next time right here.